I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Most Christians in the Middle East can't gather to celebrate Christmas in person this year due to COVID-19, and most places restrict indoor gathering to fewer than 25 people. Samuel of Redemptive Story says face-to-face interaction is an important part of Middle Eastern culture, which only makes this Christmas tougher. But many believers in the Middle East have learned how to use more digital technology this year, from video calling software like Zoom to basic email.
By virtue of that, they're seeing new unique opportunities to train others that have never had to deal with these same issues of having to be forced, if you will, underground in order to be able to accomplish the task that God has for them.
As Christians lead the Arab world in digital and social media engagement this year, praise God for their love and commitment to the gospel. And this year, the season of giving seems to be engulfed by this prolonged season of uncertainty. Reports indicate many Americans will be giving less than usual. Amid these reports, nonprofits have launched their end-of-year giving campaigns. Wycliffe USA is no different, as their 2020 gift catalog features many projects that still need funds for the year ahead. Melissa Stillman of Wycliffe USA says in this difficult season, it's more important than ever to support these kinds of projects.
Each of the featured projects represents a group of people who are experiencing the very same global situations that we are, plus any challenges that are specific to the area where they live. And they're doing it all without the comfort of God's word in a language and form that they can clearly understand. So a gift to the gift catalog really helps reach those who are waiting for those words of hope and peace that we've used to get through these months of uncertainty.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional written by women for women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.